Mark chapter 16. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb. And they asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "You're looking for Jesus, the Nazarene, who was crucified. He has risen. He's not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter, he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. Well, last week the BBC did a survey and they discovered that only 17% of people in this country believe in the Bible's account of the resurrection. So out of 60 million people living in this country, only around 9 million believe in the resurrection as it's told in the Bible. Now, the truth is, that doesn't surprise me. I can understand that many might think, you know, that way. After all, dead people don't normally come back to life again, do they? And many of those who don't believe, I want to suggest, don't believe because they've not looked at the evidence. They've not looked at what the Bible actually says. They've not looked at what the evidence has actually said about whether Jesus is alive or not. And so this morning, we're going to do just that. We are going to be detectives. Now, during the day, my normal job is as pastor, but at other times, I'm also a detective. Never mind, Detective Mark is here. And this morning we're going to investigate together with the children. We're going to work out, we're going to interview some people. We're going to work out the evidence and we're going to answer this question. How can we know for certain that Jesus really did rise again? That's the question we're going to answer this morning. How can we know for certain that Jesus really did rise again? And as we investigate this, we're going to interview some people who were there at the time as recorded in the Bible. And if you have one of the sermon sheets, that's your kind of notebook for this morning. So children, that's your notebook. You're going to answer some of the questions as we go along. It's a chance for you to fill it in, to work it out, to come up with the evidence at the end. You ready to begin? Okay, maybe not. But there's only one starting place this morning. If we're going to answer the question, how can we know for certain Jesus really did rise again? Well, we've got to ask the question, did Jesus really die in the first place? Did Jesus really die? See, some people suggest that the reason the disciples saw Jesus after he was crucified was because he didn't actually die. But that what happened was that as he was nailed to the cross, he fainted, he passed out, and they thought he was dead, and so they took him down. And once he came off the cross, he recovered and he began speaking to his disciples. But he didn't really die. And so we need to find out, did he really die or did he just faint? To know whether he really did rise again from the dead. And I think the best person to ask, who invite to our police station this morning, is the Roman soldier who was there, to ask him. So let's see if we can bring in the Roman soldier into the police station. Welcome. Morning, Mr. Soldier.
Morning.
Thank you for coming. You can place your notes there if you like. Well, Mr. Soldier, can we ask you a few questions, please, about the death of Jesus?
Certainly.
So we're trying to answer this question. How can we know for certain that Jesus really did rise again? And we've been hearing how some people have suggested that maybe Jesus didn't really die, but that he fainted and you thought he was dead, and so you took him off the cross. I mean, after all, dead people don't come alive again, do they? So perhaps, perhaps you just fainted.
No way. We Romans, we're excellent at killing people. I know it doesn't sound very nice, but that's what we do. I'm sad to say Jesus was definitely dead. And I made sure of it. I took my spear, I stabbed him in the side, and when I pulled it out, blood and water came out. A sure sign that he was definitely dead.
Did he faint?
There was no way he fainted. Or passed out. Or anything else. He was dead, dead, dead. I'm good at my job. In fact, I'm excellent at my job. But let me tell you the truth. I was sad that he was dead. I rather liked the man. He seemed kind. He even said that he forgave us for killing him. But I've never really seen anyone like him, but that's my job. We were told to execute him, and that's what we did.
Well, that's very helpful, Mr. Soldier. So you're saying he was actually dead? No, sir, no doubt about it. Dead as dead could be.
Okay. Dead.
But here's the thing. What about the empty tomb? I mean, Mr. Soldier, you know, where is the body? I mean, weren't you guys commanded to put a guard on his tomb to make sure no one got in, no one got out? But we hear and read about an empty tomb. So what happened?
Well, let me tell you. I was there as well. And trust me, I don't scare easy.
I can imagine.
But early Sunday morning, the ground shook. There was a bright light and an angel appeared right in front of us.
Ooh.
We were so afraid, we fainted. We passed out. Next thing I knew, I woke up. The stone had rolled away and the tomb was empty. I immediately ran off, told the chief priests and the Jewish leaders. They came up with a plan, a story. They gave me loads of money to keep quiet and to tell the story that Jesus' disciples had stolen the body while I was asleep. And the leaders arranged that the governor would be kept happy too. But let me tell you, I did not fall asleep. If I'd fallen asleep as a Roman soldier, I'd have been executed. No, I did not fall asleep.
But maybe, you know, when you fainted, maybe the body was stolen by the disciples?
The disciples didn't steal the body. That was made up by the Jewish leaders. They didn't want people going around saying that this dead man is alive. Why would the disciples steal the body anyway? Look what happened to them when they started saying Jesus was alive. Some of them were beaten up. Some of them were even killed for saying Jesus was alive. Now, if you're going to get beaten up or die for a lie, are you going to do that? No. Especially when you know it's untrue. No, one of them would have broken. One of them would have said it was a lie. They didn't steal the body.
I mean, that makes sense, Mr. Soldier. I mean, you know, you wouldn't go around saying something if you knew it was untrue. And you certainly wouldn't want to die or be beaten up for that, would you? So it can't be the disciples. As you say, one of them would have probably caved in and would have said, no, it wasn't true. But 12 of them to keep saying it, that's true. Yeah. Okay, so if it's not the disciples, what about the Jews? What about the Romans? Maybe they stole the body.
No, we Romans didn't steal the body. Why would we? And the Jews definitely didn't either. They paid me lots of money to keep quiet. Plus, if they had the body, when the disciples started saying that Jesus was alive, they would have just
brought out the body.
No, they didn't steal it. Something else happened. I know the ground did shake. There was a bright light. And the tomb was definitely empty. I don't know what happened to the body. But I know that.
Well, that's very helpful. So you're saying Jesus definitely died.
Yep.
The tomb was definitely empty.
Absolutely.
The disciples didn't steal the body. The Jews didn't steal the body. The Romans didn't steal the body.
Yep, that's it.
Well, thank you very much. It's been very helpful. Thank you, Mr. Soldier.
Thank you.
It's very interesting indeed. Okay, guys, so what do we know from our investigation so far? Children, are you there? So did Jesus really die? This is the time for you to interact. Yes, well done, Noah. Was the tomb empty? Well done, Noah. Was the body stolen? But now we've got to answer the question, what happened to the body then? If it wasn't stolen, and the tomb's empty, and Jesus did die, where's his body? What happened to it? And I know what we need to do. We need to think about that. See, maybe what happened was the disciples got the wrong tomb. Maybe in the confusion of the earthquake, the bright light, the guard got muddled, and the women who came to visit Jesus' body, they also got muddled. Maybe the body is still dead, but it's just in a different tomb. They got the wrong one. That would make sense, wouldn't it? We need to go and speak to one of those women. Where's Mary Magdalene? I think we're going to invite her down to the station now. Morning, Mary.
Morning. Hello.
Thanks for coming to the station.
That's okay.
We need your help. We're trying to answer this question. How can we know for certain Jesus really did rise again? So far, we've discovered he really did die. The body wasn't stolen. But we're left wondering, where's the body? And we thought, look, maybe he's still dead, but you got the wrong tomb.
No, we knew exactly which tomb belonged to Jesus.
But how can you be so sure?
Well, on the Friday, we'd watched from a distance as he was crucified. He was dead. We stayed until evening when we watched Joseph take down his body, wrap it in a clean linen cloth, and then saw it placed in his own tomb. And he cut out of a rock and he rolled a big stone across the entrance. The other Mary and I were sitting opposite. We saw, we watched, we knew, we loved him. We wanted to know where his body was. When we returned on the Sunday morning to put special perfume on his body to stop it smelling, it's what you have to do in a hot country, we knew where we were going. It's not like there were hundreds of tombs like in a graveyard in these days. His tomb was in a garden. We knew exactly where his tomb was.
So there's no chance that you got it wrong?
No, would you? Would you get it wrong? The tomb of a loved one?
That's a fair point. But what else did you see? Anything that morning?
Well, as you can imagine, we were wondering who was going to help us move the stone to the tomb anyway. It was huge. But when we got there, we found it had already been moved. We edged closer to the tomb to find that the tomb was empty. And to our horror, we just didn't know what to do. Jesus' body had gone.
Well, that fits with what the soldier said. But what next?
Well, at this stage, I didn't think that Jesus was alive. Because dead people don't come to life, right? They don't come to life after they're dead. Just like you thought. We thought somebody had moved the body at that point. I went off to one part of the garden. I was so upset. Why would anyone take Jesus' body away? It was so cruel. Then a man came up to me and he said, "Why are you crying?"
Yeah.
I thought it was the gardener. If anyone knew where Jesus would be, it would be the gardener. So I said to him, "If you know where Jesus is, please tell me." And then he said, "Mary." And I knew. I knew it was Jesus. He was alive.
What? You saw Jesus alive?
Yes, it was really him. I thought he was dead. I saw him die. And there he was, standing right in front of me. I wanted to hug him forever and never let him go. But he told me that I had to go and tell everyone else. Tell everyone else that he was alive. So that's what I did.
Wow. So Jesus is alive. He died and rose again.
Yes, that's what I said.
Well, thank you. Okay, guys. Well, thanks, Mary. Thanks for coming down to the station. Okay, guys, from our investigation so far, now what do we know? Did Jesus really die? Yes. Was the tomb empty? Was the body stolen? Did they go to the wrong tomb? So what happened to the body? According to Mary, Jesus is alive. She'd seen him die. She knew he was dead. There he was in front of her. It's increasingly looking like Jesus really did rise from the dead. It seems the best fit to all the evidence we've seen so far. But it's entirely possible that Mary had a vision, a dream. Maybe in her tears she got confused, saw things maybe that weren't really there. It was just a vision maybe. What we need is another witness or two to have seen Jesus alive after his crucifixion. Or was it just a dream by Mary? Well, I know just the person. He's often called Doubting Thomas. He's the kind of guy when people are saying Arsenal will win the FA Cup, he'll say, I believe that when I see it. And he'd be right to. And when people said that one day people would travel to space, he'd say, I believe that when I see it. And when people said Jesus is alive, he said, I believe that when I see it. He's just the kind of guy that we need to speak with. Where is he? Oh, here he comes now, Thomas. Thomas, can we have a word, please? Can you come on down? Thank you. Do you have a twin who's a soldier by any chance?
I don't think so.
You don't think so? No. Okay. Thank you. You look remarkably familiar. Now, we're investigating this morning, Thomas. How can we know for certain Jesus really did rise again? So far, we've discovered from the Roman soldier who was there, who you don't know, he really did die. The body was not stolen. The tomb was empty. We then learned from your friend Mary that they got the right tomb. And she says she saw Jesus alive with her own eyes. But we're thinking maybe she just had a dream, you know, a vision. She didn't really see Jesus. And so we thought, look, you're a man who doesn't fall easily, who only believes something when he sees it. What did you see? Did you believe her story when you first saw it, heard it, sorry?
Well, I know how you feel. No, I didn't believe her. All the other disciples at first. I'm not going to believe a thing like that unless I see it with my own eyes. Dead people don't come alive again, right? But that particular day, I was proved wrong.
Why? What happened? What made you change your mind?
Well, there I was with the other disciples, and they were going on about Jesus being alive. And I was having none of it. Then, suddenly, as we were talking, Jesus appeared in the room.
Wow.
Right in front of me. And he said to me, touch my hands. Put your fingers here. See, they're the same ones that had nails put through them. Stop doubting and believe. I didn't need any more proof. He was alive.
So was that the only time that you saw him? Maybe it was a dream as well for you? Was it just you and the disciples who saw him? Did others see him?
No, we disciples saw him many times after that. There was a time we had breakfast on the beach and he ate fish. Ghosts, dreams, they don't do things like that. Others saw him as well, like two of our friends. They were on their way to Emmaus and they saw Jesus and he taught them from the Bible and he broke bread with them and they knew it was Jesus. Then there was the Apostle Paul. Weeks later, this man, he hated Jesus. He had done everything he could to squash the news that Jesus was alive. Then he saw Jesus on the road to Damascus and he started telling everybody that Jesus was alive too. All told, about 500 people saw Jesus after his death. Not just glimpses. They saw him. They could touch him. They ate with him. He is alive as you and me right now, even more so. Yes, it definitely was not a dream. He's very much alive.
Wow, that's... So, what did you do after you saw him that first time?
Well, I said to Jesus, my Lord and my God. What else could I say? He really was alive. And if he was alive, than he was who he said he was. He was God. Jesus told us before he died that he was going to be killed and that he would come back alive again, but we didn't believe him. He said he had to die so that we could be friends with God again. He died to take the punishment that we deserve. For all the times we've not listened to God, when we disobeyed God, when we treated God badly, he died so that we could be forgiven. From all the times that we sought to be in charge of our own lives. And he'd been risen again so that we could know it had worked. We can be friends with God if we believe Jesus is risen. Now, I don't know about you, but I can't think of anyone better to be in charge of my life. Jesus is my Lord and my God.
Well, you've given us much to think about. Thank you, Thomas. It's really helpful. So let's put all the pieces together. Here we go. Did Jesus really die? Yes, he did. We're struggling a little bit, aren't we? Was the body stolen? No. Did they get the wrong tomb? No. Did they imagine or dream that Jesus was being alive? No. So can we know for certain that Jesus really did rise again? Yes. You can say it with a bit more certainty. Well, looking at all the evidence, we have to say that him rising again really did happen. It's the best answer that fits all the evidence. And if that's true, and it seems it is, then it means we can't just leave it there as an interesting fact. There's a kind of a big, so what? What next? Because it means Jesus is, as Thomas said, he is Lord and he is God. He died that we might be forgiven. He died to take the punishment for our sin, for all the times we wanted to do life our way, not God's way. And he died so that we could be friends with God once more. And he rose again, proving he had done it. Proving that the way was now possible for us to be friends with God. That we could know forgiveness. So what will you do? Will you believe it? Will you, like Thomas, say, Jesus is my Lord and my God? See, the knowledge of the resurrection changes everything. If Jesus is alive, if he's who he says he is, then he is God. He is the king. He is the one in charge. The question is, will you let him be in charge of your life? Will you follow him? Will you trust him? As Thomas said, I can't think of anyone better to be in charge of my life. What about you? And if he's already in charge of your life, then remember this morning, the resurrection brings hope and certainty. It's a living hope. We have hope. Hope in the darkness of days. Hope in the midst of trial and suffering. Hope when we want to give up. Hope when we're challenged and mocked and teased at school for following Jesus. Hope when the medical tests come in. Hope when work is hard and frustrating and difficult. Hope when life is going well as well. Because we have certainty. Certainty that Jesus is alive. That this world is not all there is. That death is defeated. Jesus will come again. Jesus is ruling. He is king. He is working out his purposes. Which means that he can comfort you and bring you peace. And draw alongside you and strengthen you in trial. Because he is alive. He's defeated our enemies. He's the living, reigning king. Who else would you want to keep on following? The resurrection changes everything. If the resurrection is true, the whole of Christianity is true. And the evidence says Jesus is alive. So what will you do? Will you follow King Jesus? Will you keep on following Jesus? Knowing that the one who defeated death, who is risen and alive, is the best person to keep on following.